Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like.
All right, that's taking
like
a big one off the board here. Dual threats. They're both actors.
In other words.
And they started out as musicians. Dom Giordano Show. That's the side question of the day. But the main course are things happening in the news. And Marsha Blackburn is with us. I thought I knew Marsha Blackburn pretty well. I've interviewed her over my career, I think, 20, 25 times. But her new book, The Mind of a Conservative Woman, Seeking the Best for Family and Country, out today, really reveals a lot of what drives her and makes her such a success. Senator Marsha Blackburn with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Senator, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, Senator, as I said, I must have interviewed you when you were in Congress at least 20 times over the years. People in talk radio, we feel as if we know you because you are so gracious and so warm, but also you've been the point person on a lot of the biggest issues. But this book kind of reveals a lot of your background, your family background, and where a lot of that came from. And I did pluck the word happy warrior here for you, and I think that's exactly what you are.
Well, you're exactly right. I am a happy warrior, and as I say in the book, every day I get up ready to go fight for and defend faith, family, freedom, hope, and opportunity.
Well, absolutely. And coming from where you did to where you are now, you're a walking example of that. Do you get along with, say, any of the really the Elizabeth Warrens of the world or whatever? Is there anything in common there, or is the it's not just the politics, it just seems to be the persona I think would have difficulty meshing it. Any of these women, do you bond with them in any way?
Oh, of course. I'm always willing to have a conversation with anyone who wants to make the lives of Tennesseans and Americans better. I'm willing to talk with anyone who wants to be out there to protect our freedoms and the next generation, to protect the family. And I am always out there supporting free markets because that is what rewards women and helps them to get ahead. And I'm out there fighting every day to be sure that people respect our institutions and that they say the Constitution, that is our founding document, the rule of law, respect for the rule of law. And, you know, women want fairness. They want everyone treated equally. They want to make certain that they are going to see justice, equal justice for everyone. And all of these are reasons to really write the book and to push it forward into the marketplace, because women say, I'm not Democrat or Republican, but they are all for their family. But here's what the media, the mainstream media does. If you're a woman and you're pro-life, pro-family, you are pro-business, pro-military, what does the media do? They say, oh, you have no right to be heard. And isn't that amazing that in the 21st century, they think only women from the left should be heard and not all women?
Well, particularly when you started in Congress to now, and you're inside this day to day, the extremism of the Democrat Party on the issue of life. It used to be vaguely, people said, look, you see it when life starts and when it should be restricted or not restricted. Now, after Governor Northam and even Joe Biden with the Hyde Amendment, now this is a clear difference that can't be resolved other than through an issue in elections.
Well, and, you know, when you look at the women of the left, what are they saying? They say, you know, we think government should have more control. And in the book, I have an entire chapter on what I call the Stepford Wives of Liberalism, because they all get in sync. They have the same talking points. You can listen to different liberal talking heads during the course of the day, and they use the same words and the same inflection in their phrasing. And to me, that is just so interesting that they do that. When you talk to Republicans, they have different ways of approaching it. They're more centered on liberalism.
Well, exactly. And Senator Blackburn, now the suburban woman, Laura Trump, was in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. I know you've been in Pennsylvania a good bit, but yes. Our suburbs around here now are the hotbed of exactly the stuff you hear out there about suburban women and the Trump factor and things related to that. It's remarkable. And again, your book makes the case, not about Donald Trump, but it makes the case about traditional conservative values for women, particularly in a modern sense. In other words, not just the stay-at-home mom, but women of all sorts. Some stay home, some are partially at home, some are out there in the business world full-time. It's a manifesto for women today that have those traditional values, but also are modern women. The two are not polar opposites.
Well, and a couple of things there. I did this entire background on what is conservatism, going back to Jerusalem and the 12 tribes of Israel, from which we get our basis of federalism. And I build out from there to Athens, to London, to Philadelphia, and to Washington, D.C. And we look at the writings of Tocqueville and Burke, and William F. Buckley, and Russell Kirk, and Milton Friedman, and Frederick Hayek, to bring us to modern day conservatism. And just as women today want to be able to say, this is what I am for and why, and just as they want to have conversations with their friends, they want to be a part of the discussion and have society recognize them. I had a young woman yesterday in her 40s. She is very accomplished and had just been recognized for some good work she had done, and was surprised to find out that some of her friends who were Democrats were talking behind her back and were saying they didn't think she had any right to talk about women's accomplishment because she was not considered a quote unquote woman's advocate in the liberal sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
And well, it was astounding to her that here she is accomplished, has been recognized, and then had her friends, some friends, tell her what the liberal friends were saying, that they thought she had no right to have a recognition or a discussion.
I will say in your book, not just for women, but for anybody, if they want to get started, I didn't think this book was going to contain Hayek and Russell Kirk. I knew, but I've already started to delve more into that. So in other words, your book gives lie to this idea that someone like you is just someone who is skilled politically. Now, there's a lot of deep thought in here. There's a lot of foundational stuff about the country, and it goes through your life and your experience, and it also is easy to follow and then get started on. I was amazed that you came up with that. Usually publishers, I thought, wouldn't go for that, but it's tremendous stuff.
Well, I think that it is a great way for women to be able to say, this is who I am, this is what I believe, and have these conversations. I even have some guidelines, how to have conversations on issues that are really sticky issues, like life and taxes and immigration and healthcare, issues of today that we apply our conservative principles to. And so many times women will say, you know, I just don't know how to talk to my friends, my family, my coworkers. So I put a reading list in the book. And as I was writing the book, I decided to put in these guidelines for how to have these conversations, because this is how we're going to win this fight.
Absolutely. Well, brilliant effort. Every time that we have you on, we want to page through this, because you're right. It's solution-based. It speaks directly to women in a unique way. The mind of a conservative woman seeking the best for family and country. It's available all over the place, but is there a particular place you'd point people to, Senator?
Well, as you know, in this time of COVID, most everything is online. So you've got the online retailers, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. They all have it online for order and delivery today. And your listeners can keep up with me and continue this discussion about how to talk to people. And it is at Marsha Says, MarshaSays, Marsha Says. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and Parler. And I hope they'll stay in touch with us, follow us, and absolutely hope that they will get a book for themselves and a book for a friend who maybe is trying to figure out where they are politically and how to defend their family and how to say, I want the best for my family and your family also.
Absolutely. Senator, a pleasure as always. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us. Continued success with the book.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.